Hello and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Cookies.
Ubster.
Matt Man.
So we were... did we record last week?
You guys did a video
live
thing.
Yeah, we did the live cast last week. That was bad. No one came.
Because I was old manning.
Yeah. We had one here and there.
We did record
the fourth.
We made me be the host because apparently we skipped my 1 year joining the show.
Yeah. But now we're all here.
Cade was feeling lazy. Either way.
Regardless, his mouse still
sucks. Either way.
Wow. Just saying.
Anyways.
I'm old. I ain't got time, much time left.
So now we're all here, we're all healthy in this whole apocalypse that's happening around us.
Well, mostly.
Here and there. I lost a limb, but you know.
We don't have corona. That's the most important.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, my wife won't let me take a shopping cart into Walmart and put a case of Corona beer in the cart and run through the store. I've got a case of Corona!
It's probably a good thing. It's probably smart.
Well, what I really want to do is I want to walk up behind a large group of people and just...
Again, probably smart that you don't.
Or...
Anyway. But...
If they really piss me off, I'll just walk in front of them, lick my hand, and then lick stuff on the shelf.
So, there might be some, you know, lack of news on...
There might be no Matt Man for a while.
That, but there also might be a lack of news on anything nerdy, because a lot of projects have been postponed due to the coronavirus.
He can name some off.
Bitch.
Aren't you gonna name some off?
Lucifer season 6, that's been rumored.
Well, there was no anything other than just a rumor to that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's been like,
and they still have
three of the
five.
There's been like three of the actors that have been talking about it, but
yeah.
Anyways,
I think we talked about it the last time I was on.
I think so.
Right, but there's been updates on that.
Your about face is an update.
Three of the actors have talked about the possibility of a season 6.
Okay.
That including Tom Ellis, Lucifer himself, Leslie Brandt, I think is her name. I can't remember now. Mazagine. And I believe Dr. Linda said something about it, too. Can't remember her. I don't know her actress's name at all.
Rachel Harris.
Yeah. outside of that, if there was any plans, if anything, it's definitely been postponed thanks to the COVID-19 situation.
Yay.
No more episodes of Supernatural are going to be airing at this moment due to the COVID-19 situation.
Oh, great. You can catch up on the other stuff.
An episode Monday.
I'm just going off of what I've seen. So, my rumors are wrong.
When was that rumor? Did you read that?
Today.
Was it dated for today, or?
I don't.
You know, didn't pay any
attention? I just saw the...
You just read the headline? Article,
yeah.
Like, oh my god, panic time!
Not panic.
I'm going to buy some papers. Supernatural's not showing.
Oh my.
Wow. Batman's apparently very salty tonight.
Is this going to be another Batman bitch fest?
Apparently.
It might.
Jesus, anyways.
Quarantine Batman fights back.
Plenty of movies and stuff have been postponed due to the COVID-19 situation.
A lot of movies have also been...
Digitalized.
Already made available digitally, either for purchase or
I know, or
for renting.
That new Vin Diesel superhero
Bloodshot.
Bloodshot. Onward. The new Disney one.
So there's... plenty of COVID-19 news, but there's also other news not related to COVID-19.
They released Rise of Skywalker digitally like a week and a half, 2 weeks early.
Speaking of Star Wars, The Mandalorian Season 2 casts Michael Bean?
Bean, Bine. Never can remember.
Bean, Bine, Fung.
Joins.
Bine, Fung.
And Bill Burr returns.
Oh, my God, I'm an English one.
And Bill Burr returns. Deadline has confirmed all the Mandalorian Season 2 noise out there, Michael. Michael has joined with stand-up comedian Bill Burr returning as season one character of the Imperial sharpshooter turned mercenary Mayfield. Bine, Vet, of such movies as The Terminator. I got nothing. Planet Terror, Tombstone, and Aliens is reportedly playing a bounty hunter from Protag Mando's past.
Oh, they're trying to be hip with their dialogue there.
Speaking of...
He's Protag. He's
the Mandalorian. Matman, Udster, and Dead Cookie...
Shut up, I know.
...are all finished with Mandalorian.
Shut up, I know. I've got a lot of shows I got to catch up
well,
on.
Well, now that all the year shows are kind of suspended...
Shut your mouth.
I'm just saying.
Find another excuse or another reason. Oh, I can't do it because... I stubbed
you know,
my toe yesterday.
You know what?
I can't watch any Mandalorian today.
Why is this gang up on Cade Day? I've done nothing wrong.
Oh, just wait. I'm sure you'll gang up on somebody else.
We're probably going to turn it to someone else. I'm just glad it's not me for a
Anyways,
change.
Last week, Slash Film broke the news that Rosario Dawson will be appearing in Season 2 as Anakin Skywalker's apprentice.
Give it time.
Ahsoka Tano. And from what we know, it's not...
Now that I said something.
It's not a series regular role. Speaking of Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano, Ashley Eckstein, I think...
Yes.
Is the voice actress for Ahsoka Tano in every iteration that she's had. So she's had...
Rebels.
So she's had a thought on the whole situation, apparently. Which is that she's one to play every version of her out there, no matter what. She's one to be the one playing her. And... Yeah, she's just not too happy about the fact that she's not being cast as Ahsoka Tano.
That's kind of harsh.
But she's taking the high road. If I can get down to the... Great. If you scroll through this post, you'll read a grateful letter from Ashley Eckstein according to what she deems as a rumor about the casting of Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano in the second season of The Mandalorian. Notice that she doesn't confirm this story, but instead only responds with graciousness to the show of support for fans in their reaction to the story, as she says. The truth is, I am not involved in The Mandalorian. I can't answer questions that I have not been a part of. I am an actress and have performed in all types of mediums, live action, film, television, theater, voiceover, hosting, and it has been my dream for 14 years to continue playing Ahsoka Tano in all forms. I continue to be grateful for opportunities to help create stories for Ahsoka, and I am always happy to see your legacy continued. I am only one member of a tremendously talented team of people that it takes to bring Ahsoka to honor to life. The final decisions for Ahsoka are not mine to make, and I cannot comment on something that I truly know nothing about. So, she hasn't confirmed anything, but at the same time, you
know. She's not denying it.
I feel like that was a very passive-aggressive messaging. Just, you know. It's great that she's getting support.
Well, that's good.
Fucking bitch.
Leave me alone about it.
Outside of that, don't really have anything else for Star Wars on my list here.
And again, I'm sure even if...
Segue into the Star Wars there.
Even if they did hire her as a Sokotano, I'm sure they're probably still going to tell her to not to talk about it.
Yeah.
So
moving on to back to a COVID-19 situation. Disneyland's closed. And I'm only using that as a way to segue into the fact that Disneyland is also planning on opening Avengers Campus July 18th.
At
which
Disney
probably
California
isn't going to happen.
Adventure Park.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Well, we don't,
it
we
might
don't
get
know.
That'll probably get postponed too. Does it not have?
Apparently you're not going off the link I'd sent you from Aggressive Comics.
I didn't find that link.
Oh. It was in the chat. You apparently didn't.
Anyways,
far enough back.
This is a great,
we're doing great
extra,
tonight,
guys.
Team up with the Avengers at a campus they've created to recruit the next generation of heroes.
Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Because go to the group chat.
We will get there. I promise.
Yep, we're doing great. This is...
Keep going.
Love the pause.
We need to
yeah, we're doing great.
We're
so much
we, should we take a pause now, or?
No, we'll be fine. We're just going to keep talking.
There we go.
So it's going to be in the same spot?
Bro.
Okay. So.
What the hell did you do?
I didn't do anything. The website did this. Oh, my gosh.
Adblock.
You know.
He needs one.
They do make them for support.
Google. They make them for Chrome. I have one for Chrome. I can get it.
I shouldn't be doing this, though.
I feel like this is just a pick on Camp Dave.
Avengers Campus will officially open at Disneyland's California Adventure in Anaheim on July 18th, 2020. Yep. Here's an updated look at what guests can expect to see at the brand new Marvel Studios themed area adjacent to Carsland. I hate that. Web Slingers, a Spider-Man adventure. Wrangle Rogue Spider-Bots. Run amok during this mayhem-filled mission opening July 18th, 2020 at Avengers Campus. Also, as it was announced today, Tom Holland will be reprising his role of Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man, for the attraction, embarking on an action-packed adventure alongside the Amazing Spider-Man when Peter Parker is helpful...
Jesus Christ, dude, take a breath.
Someone else?
Not like you need to go flying through the article. Jeebus.
Right. Well, I'm annoyed with this website. But otherwise, buggy spider bots get stuck in replication mode and escape from a web workshop. Spider-Man must stop the rampaging robots before they wreak total techno havoc across Avengers Campus. Problem is, they're rapidly leveling up and becoming tough to beat. Your task? Hop aboard a web slinger vehicle and help weave... Web slinger vehicle. Well, and help weave a frenzied web to trap these arachnorascals.
Arachnorascals.
I hate that. In true Spidey style, it's up to you to unleash your inner hero and save the campus from complete chaos. Perfect for recruits of all ages with no height restrictions. There's
Cole. Okay. Kate might have the Rona.
That's right.
The Sanctum. Explore the ruins of a mysterious ancient sanctum and learn the site's secrets from Doctor Strange for as long as anyone can remember. Rumors of unexplained events and energies have emanated from a remote location in the hills outside Los Angeles. In the late 1940s, a Stark Industries complex was built on the location. Decades later, Tony Stark invited Doctor Strange to the Avengers campus to enlighten recruits about the mystic arts. Doctor Strange suspended the area's cloaking spells and revealed the sanctum to the world. Come discover for yourself what has been hidden for centuries. See the ancient ruins and learn from Doctor Strange about the long-ago battle that threatened to tear a hole in the fabric of time and reality, which resulted in the creation of the amazing orb of
Cagliostro.
The orb is known to be especially active at night. Visit after dark and you might see the sanctum flowing with magical energy. You and your fellow recruits have been invited to visit the Avengers campus, meet Doctor Strange, and open your eyes to the mysteries of the multiverse. Don't miss this once in an infinite lifetime's chance to learn the secrets. If it's once in infinite lifetimes, it's infinite
being
chances.
Funny. He's being
You'll
funny.
Feel like time will stop when you come face to face with Doctor Strange. And he demonstrates his mystical abilities. Who knows? Someday you may need this knowledge to defend the Earth and our reality from threats beyond your imagination. I'm not going to read all of these.
There's going to be an Avengers headquarters.
Now that's something that's
okay. So he's not going to read it, but he's going to drag his ass through the rest of the article.
There's going to be Avengers headquarters. There's going to be a PIM test kitchen. There's a shawarma palace and a Terran treats.
Shawarma.
And that's about it. It looks like. Yep.
Shawarma.
So yeah, that looks like a lot of fun.
So I'm introducing some new characters.
Now the part that I've been wanting so badly. Just to shit-talk Marvel for once. Okay, more than once, but still.
So are we shit-talking Marvel, or are we shit-talking Social Justice Warriors?
We're shit-talking both. So the new Warriors, which is just basically a, hey, we get internet too. First up, we've got the
We're
new
not old.
We've got the new hero, Screen Time. a meme-obsessed super teen whose brain became connected to the internet after becoming exposed to his grandfather's experimental internet gas.
Oh, snap. Now he can
see, this is like something that came from the 60s.
Now he can see augmented reality and real-time maps and can instantly Google any fact.
How much you want to bet this is probably some shit that he probably had stuffed into a folder somewhere that somebody found?
And they're just like, said, fuck it, just put it out.
Does this make him effectively a genius? Sure acts like it does. Kibblesmith was saying, I wanted to have the teen characters who felt as now as the New Warriors did in 1990. The New Warriors have been zeitgeist characters from the beginning. You get edgy skateboarding Night Thrasher in the 90s and reality TV team in the 2000s. And now 2020, we have New Warriors who have never grown own up without the internet, and one character who appears to essentially live inside it, where its screen time is only ever used in sort of a restrictive sense, and because we're doing a story about teenage rebels, a lot of the names are about teens fighting against labels that are put on them. So with screen time, we liked the idea that he has an infinite screen time.
Okay, when has screen time ever been used in a restrictive sense?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I've ever heard screen time, it's been the screen time of a movie, how long a movie's going to be. Yeah. I got nothing for that, for this.
You know, we're just checking how long you've been on the...
Or how long you have been on...
On your phone
TV.
Or something like that, you know.
Something like that.
Sitting in front of the TV.
You know, we're limiting your kids' screen time. Yes, Snowflake.
Next up, we have Snowflake and Safe Space. Psychic twins. All twins are psychic, but we're psychic-er. Snowflake, a cryokinetic, can materialize snowflake-shaped shuriken projectiles for throwing. Safe Space can materialize pink force fields, but he can't inhabit them himself. The reflex only works if he's protecting others. They're hyper-aware of modern culture and optics, and they see their superheroics as a post-ironic meditation on using violence to combat bullying. They're probably streaming this. Wow. Snowflake and Safe Space are twins, the writers say, and their names are very similar to screen time in this idea that these are terms that get thrown around on the internet that they don't see as derogatory. They take those words and kind of wear them as a badges of honor. Safe Space is a big, burly sort of stereotypical jock. He can create force fields, but he can only trigger them if he's protecting somebody else. Snowflake is non-binary and goes by they, them, and has the power to generate individual crystallized snowflake-shaped shurikens. The connotations of the word snowflake in our culture right now are something fragile, and this is a character who is turning into something sharp. Snowflake is the person who has the more offensive power, and the Safe Space is the person who has the more defensive power. The idea is that they would mirror each other and complement each other.
What the
Just breathe.
Okay,
breathe,
anyways.
Guys. Breathe, guys.
Moving on quickly from that, well, we've got... we've got B negative.
What?
B negative.
Vampire.
A teen living vampire exposed to Michael Morbius' blood as a child in a rogue but life-saving medical procedure. He still ages like a regular kid, but has the abilities of Morbius. He's also obsessed with all the music and attitude of a classic long past decades of
long
like the
90s decade?
And 2000s. This The world is a vampire, so...
Ouch!
B negative is the goth kid. When he has a baby, he...
World.
When he was a baby, he got a rogue, life-saving blood transfusion. We assume from Michael Morbius, and now he has a very similar look and a very similar vampire powers. Shares Kibblesmith. B negative ages like a regular person, or does he? And he definitely drinks blood. Or does he?
Oh my god.
But designer artist. Nope. Took brilliant inspiration from the 90s Spider-Man cartoon and gave B negative the leech suckers that the animated version of Morbius had on his palms.
Oh, what?
Cool.
I didn't see any.
Oh, is that why he's wearing gloves?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay.
I get that. I totally get that.
That's actually one I might like.
That's not a bad. I'm not too much of a fan of the design.
Hopefully they redesign that.
Because.
You like the biker jacket for real?
See, I was getting band jacket and I was thinking like. Think of Bret Hart. My Chemical Romance.
Think of Bret Hart.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
WWE.
Yeah, but My Chemical Romance. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
The jacket. That's definitely.
Trailblazer. A regular kid scooped up into the world of teenage superheroing. Her magic backpack is actually a pocket dimension with seemingly infinite space from which she can pull out useful or random objects. It's not always under her control. She claims to get her powers from God, but not the God you're thinking of. She's a group home and foster kid who is volunteering at a senior center when this mysterious threat shows up and Night Thrasher runs to the rescue, the scribe adds. And because she helps him, she ends up in the crosshairs of his new outlawed law.
What?
And that's...
Okay, go back up. Why does her backpack look like the character from Ben 10?
Mm-hmm, that's upgrade.
Yeah.
Or techno-organic kind of thing from this.
Trailblazer wants to help people, but she doesn't think of herself as a superhero yet. Kibble Smith concludes that the Marvel Universe is a reflection of our own, and when new law gets put into place, it affects people in unforeseen ways. What the fuck?
Oh, I see the latches.
Yeah,
that's, see, like, B negative is probably the only.
He's got little spaghetti rings on the palm of his hands.
Well, I mean, I can.
He put his hand in a bowl of spaghetti.
Like, I like the design of screen time.
I can get behind, kind of.
Like, what else is his power? Like, he can connect to the internet?
He's essentially a human smartphone.
That's
all I'm getting off
screen. Can he climb super hard? Can he run really fast?
No.
Where the fuck's the superpower?
He basically knows all maps. He knows or a computer. Where his location. He can go anywhere.
I think the only
Google in walking form.
Basically, he can Google anything. Really,
only three of them actually have real superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and only one of them is actually interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
God, it's just
Two of them just use objects.
It's just straight up, just
like what
I don't understand is
what's this laser beam looking thing on his fucking head?
It's for Googling stuff.
That's what he says.
That's basically his.
He can look up facts at any moment.
You've seen the Google Glass.
He can basically Google.
That's basically what that is.
Okay. Yeah. That's retarded.
Anyways,
I'm saying that basically two of them are just using objects.
I don't get who the audience this is supposed to be for.
Kids.
For now,
I mean,
what kids?
Internet.
Kids. But it's not because you go to the internet kids. They're going to do exactly what we're doing now.
We're gonna talk shit about it.
You're trying to represent us, but you're doing it wrong.
This is made by people who don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I don't know.
They're literally taking like insults and turning them into characters, and using the thing. Well, they don't want it to be classified as an insult anymore. They want to turn it into something good. That's not how the internet works, bud.
They're trying to take it back. Like Randall in Clerks 2, trying to take back Porch Monkey.
It's just you're trying too hard, Marvel, to try and be hip and in the know. Yo.
Yeah, but their mark is still way the fuck off.
It's just like...
So horrible.
It's ridiculous. It's.
I mean, I kind of get what they're trying to do, but I don't think this is going to work the way they want it to.
No. I just... It feels like they weren't trying, honestly. It's like, well, we need to find some way to be representative.
But... As long as it's not a gay character, because otherwise they will shit all over them.
You only been at Marvel for a week? Go ahead. Design a
round pig square hole. It's just dumb.
So rather than taking a gay character, they pick one that won't even say that it's male or female.
Yeah, it's
well, because that's how things are now. Okay. But now I'm talking like Iceman.
Yeah,
they made just... you know, they retconned Iceman into being gay. Whatever. Because that explains why he had such lousy love to date women.
And now they're...
It's like, or maybe he was just a lousy person that, you know, sucked at dating.
They're, right? They're, like, making Wolverine
but they
and Cyclops.
Shat all over, you know, any time they tried to launch a solo book for Iceman, they ended up shitting all over the book.
Yeah.
You know, despite the fact that the book sales were doing well, it was written by somebody who, you know, knew how to write gay characters and trans characters, because the individual was a trans individual, I do believe. But Marvel put a stop to them. I honestly don't remember if it was a he or a she, but they put a stop to the writer doing any kind of promotion for it and then canceled the book.
Hmm. Yep.
Because, you know, they think they know best. That's why they cancel and relaunch books every couple of months.
Well, they make five characters, and I'm sure one's going to stick. And I'm sure it's Michael
Morbius. I hate the name, though. B Negative. That's just so... It's like...
He'll have to, like, grow up or something and pick something else for himself.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just...
Hey,
all these characters...
You know what he should have done? He should have gone with A, B positive.
A. So he I was going to say
he,
A
he
positive.
He could be like, hey, B positive.
B positive.
But there's all these amazing characters in Marvel, and then...
They go and do that.
I mean, Stan Lee's literally turning in his grave right now with this shit. It's like,
oh, I'm sure.
There's nothing good coming out of this. Besides maybe be negative, and that just kind of depends on how they write it.
Yeah.
You're just being negative.
He's probably going to be like a little emo kid that, like...
Suck what he is going to be.
They
called him
then.
Goth.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even try and be, like, subtle about it. They're just like...
And, you know, in the look of his hands, those... Whatever the hell they called him. Looked like
Leech
he basically
sucker.
Sucked his palms in a bowl of SpaghettiOs.
That's what
Michael
Morbius had on his hands in the
90s. In the cartoons, yeah. Yeah, like I said, it looks like he just dipped his hands in
SpaghettiOs. Yeah.
And some of them stuck.
But I mean, you know, at least DC, you know, was quote unquote subtle about their, you know, negative Nancy of a hero, Batman.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, now. So we ended this podcast on a sour note. Not much good in that whole...
Yeah, well...
Yeah, thanks to COVID-19, there's not going to be any new comic books arriving in comic shops as of, you know, this last Wednesday, the 20... What the hell is today's date?
26.
Wednesday the 25th is the last day you're going to get new comic books in comic shops. Assuming that they're open and or, you know, or if they offer curbside pickup or if they'll deliver.
Yeah.
Diamond Comics distributors, they have refused acceptance of any new incoming product and have pretty much shut themselves down. They're still delivering, like, back-ordered stuff or, you know, older product, but they're not taking accepting new stuff. DC Comics, their printer, that the company, the place that they use for their printing their books in Canada, closed down.
Yep.
So.
Of course.
You know, a lot of the other comic companies have told retailers, hey, you know, from this point forward, all of our stuff will be returnable until this whole thing blows over. So retailers aren't going to be out a whole lot of money if they have to, you know, assuming that, you know, they're going to still be able to be open afterwards. They're not going to be out of business forever.
Well,
no idea on digital sales either.
Yeah.
Because Comixology would usually do, you know, Comixology, you know, they would do their same day digital sales as print. But since print's not going to be on sale for a while, nobody knows if Comixology is still going to be able to put out new comics digitally or not.
Yeah.
So here's the plan, though.
This might be the death of comic books, as we know.
for the sake of everything, because everything's being shut down with COVID, I think. Shit.
Wash your damn hands.
Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. And just...
Don't be us.
Don't be any of us. Don't go places that you don't actually have to.
Walk unless, around. Pick unless you can be Matman. Noses.
Then always be Matman.
All right.
Because he's a cranky bastard.
Just fine.
But just...
you know. Don't put other people's...
In the words of Philip DeFranco, don't be stupid, stupid.
Absolutely.
Anyways, have a wonderful day. Have or a wonderful week. Night. Year. Month. Whatever it is.
Lunch.
Have a great quarantine.
May you enjoy the existence that you wish to enjoy.
And if your neighbor turns into a zombie,
shoot him in the head.
Aim for the head.
That's right. Double tap, motherfucker.
And tune in next week when maybe. Nothing happens.
Maybe.